Vayter in Shastra in Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet, picking up 15 lines down, a third word on the line. Says the Gemara of Chanina bar Papa, Rami, we have a bit of a contradiction from Pesukim. Ksiv, it says, Shakai lo mitza nuhu sagi koach, which means that we don't find Hashem to be overbearing in his strength, says Rashi, im yaski kocho yischaivu kulam kloya. Because Baruch Hu was, you know, really using all the power that he had, so to speak, we would all be chayev to be destroyed. We have another pasuk that says, Gadol Adonai Devarav Koach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great and mighty in his power. It says your right hand Hashem is glorified with strength. So it's pretty clear that Hashem is openly powerful, and the first one says that we don't see his power. And the Gemara, lo kasha, kan b'shas ha-din, kan b'shas milchama. One's talking about din, and that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging Am Yisrael, he's being very loose in terms of that. Right, like we saw in Rashi, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would let it go, then we would all be destroyed. I think maybe that's where that Rashi is going on. Kam b'shas milchama, but the other ones are talking about the times of milchama, when he's coming against the enemies of the Yidden. In such a case, ooh, he wipes them out like crazy. I think we're seeing that now in a crazy way with Iran, which is just unbelievable. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanino, Rami. We have a problem with Pesukim again. One pasuk says, Ksiv, Chema Ainli. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I have no Chema, no wrath. Ksiv, no Chema, Hashem, Ubal Chema. Hashem is vengeful and full of wrath. Which one is it? For the Gemara, lo kasha. Kan be Yisrael, when it comes to the Yidin, Hashem doesn't give the wrath. Kan be Yisrael, when it comes to the Goyim, with the Yisrael, Hashem go in full power. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Amar, says Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Chema Ainli. Let's give you another explanation of how I understand this. Chema Ainli, Shekvar Nishpati, because I already made a shvua about getting angry with Yidin, Mi Yitinheni Shalom Nishpati, Yashamir Vashayis. If only someone would give me this ability that I didn't take such a shvua, that I would be towards them in a way where all that's going to be left over is weeds and thorns. There's going to be major destruction. Rashi says, Rav Acha bar Chenin Omar, Tavari bi Yisrael, Vachichi Kamar. Ava bishabal Chema, ani Chema ein li kvar, nishpati mikzof alai, mi etnein yisif at haikrahu, it's the end of that pasuk, Shamar vishis, loshen eretz, gezera v'chorban v'dugmaso, aseis v'ashever. So, aseis v'ashever, he said, shai, yeah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, like, yeah, both of them are talking about Yidden, but Shem's not going to do it to us. V'hainu damar Rabbi Alexandri. That's what Rabbi Alexandri says. Rashi said, he's going earlier. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu bituruni embryosav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come for excuses for his peeps. What does it say in the pasuk? It's going to be on that day when we destroy all the nations that come up to Yerushalayim. Avakesh mimi. What does it mean? Avakesh. I will seek from who? Who is Hashem? Who is he asking? Who refers from? Avakesh benigne shalahem. I'm going to look into, Rashi says, b'sefer zikaron maseim. I'm going to look into their maaseh zikaron, their chronicles, to see like how they behaved. If they have a schus, then Fdame, I'm going to go out, they'll be okay, I'll deliver them. Vimla, but if not, Ashmidem, I will destroy them. As she says, B'din Efkod Aleim, V'lo Bechemla. I'm going to, you know, redeem, deliver them, B'din, but not out of mercy. Ki'im B'dikduk, B'kedamin Le'el, Makdir Aleim, Chama, that it comes like pierces through them, you know, Chama Minartika. Ulayiv atu. So, Ashmidem, not I'm going to destroy them. No mercy over you, straight up, unsheathing the sun, giving straight up din. So we see that Hashem is not looking for excuses to judge the nations harshly. He does so by the letter of the law. Behind the Dharma Rava, Maidich Sev, what does it mean when it says, Ach lo be'i yishlach yod im befido lehen shua? Rashi says Shakosh Baruch Hu Dan over the Gachav Medikdok, that he's like medactic with them, like to the letter of the law. Pasuk says, but let him not stretch out his hand in total fury, and their lot is destruction. There's relief for them. Amar Makodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Kishani Danis Yisrael, Ein Ani Danasam Kav the Gachav. I don't judge the Yidden like the Goyim. Dichsev Ava, 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 Asimenu, because it says about them that they iniquitously, in other words, wrongly, and for their sins, I'm going to make Yerushalayim into ruins. Ela ani nifra mehen kipid shel tarnagol, so I'm going to punish them like the pid of a tarnagol, that is like the pecking. Rashi says nikor, like it's pecking. In other words, I'm going to do it a little by little. I'm going to pay them back a little bit, hester potim, in order that they'll have merit zchus in the next world. Liftosam yavonosam kedesh yisko lemabah. They're going to be zochav olamabah. Davar acher afilu en Yisrael osam itzad lefnei lefanai kiyamat. Even if the Yidden don't do mitzvahs for me, just they just do a little bit of mitzvahs. Just like, you know, these hens that are pecking and eating at the trash, but the garbage, I'm going to mitzaref them all to a big amount. Now, Shanemar im befido lehen shua davar acher, and the pasuk finished up by saying, there is shua, like literally relief, like Hosea, Yeshua, for them. Kisrar she Mishavin Lefanai, Rashi says, Lahem Shua, Ani Nosalem Pidyon, Kamo Vyosha, Parak, who Kamo Yeshua Haben Pidyon, this is going to be salvation. Bishar Shemivash Shemishavin Lefanai, Ani Moshia Osam. In the Schar, for them being Mivashin means like Vayvoshea, like crying out to me by davening, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to save them. Behind the Rabbi Abba, my disciple says the pasuk, "Vanochi eftem v'hem adibru alike is of him." I would redeem them, but they've spoken lies about me. Ani amarti, I said that eftem b'mamona b'lamazeh, I'm going to redeem them from with their money, with their money in this world. They'll lose their money, they'll have suffering and poverty and things like that. And so that they're going to give tzedakah to one another. Can they shishkul ma'ba? So they're going to give ma'ba. Him dibur like zavim, and they spoke lies about me. The psukim in Hosea. Okay. So we see that the Gemara is saying that Hashem is sending these challenges to them, so they should cry out to Hashem and be saved. V'hainu damra papi mishmei darava. My dechsev. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk in Hosea? Also, it's after this book we saw. Vani yisarti chizakti zro osam meilai yichashvura. As for me, I've afflicted them. I've strengthened their arm, but they think evil of me. Vani yisarti chizakti zro osam meilai yichashvura. As for me, I've afflicted them and I've strengthened their arms, but they think evil of me. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ani amarti al yasrim biyisurim b'lamazeh. So I'm going to punish them suffering in this world. Kedei sheyachsu gzeiros osam l'olamaba. So they're going to be strengthened. They're going to get everything they should be getting in Olam Haba. Ve'elai yichashvura. But they think bad about me. Story time. Mishtabach lehu. Rabbi Avo lemine b'rav Safra d'adam gadol. Rabbi Avo, he prays of Safra to the Minim, the heretics, saying that he was a great man. They were ruling at the time. Shafka lei muksa d'lisishnin. And they didn't make him pay taxes for 13 years because he's a great man. Yom achad askuchu. One day, the heretics, founder of Safra, Armalei, they said, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Amos, Rak eschem yodati mikol mishpachos ha'adama. You alone did I love from all the families of the earth. Says Rashi, Adati Azohafti. Kemod Yodea Hashem Derech Tzadikim Mekom Ve'edea Chabashem V'shem. It's a lotion of love. So it says, only you did I love from all the families of the earth. Okay, Nefkot Eleichem Eis Kolavon Aseichem. Therefore, I will hold you to account for all your sins. Says the Minim. Man De Islei Sisya. Does one, I should say a zab, it's hostility. Birachame masiklei. If somebody who has some sort of hostility, does it turn it against the one that he loves? Rashi's me'aleu al ohavo. What's going on here? Why would you go and put it on the one that you love over here? Ishtik v'lo'amer lo v'lo'midi, he was quiet, he didn't respond. He didn't know how to respond to him. Ramulei sudra b'tzavrei, so they put a sudra, a kerchief around his neck, v'kom b'tzavrei, and they were causing him pain. Aser v'avo, ashkechinhu, Amar Avon saw them doing this, and Amar Lo, they said, Amai Mitzari Tzulu, why are you causing him pain? Amar Lo, they said, V'lav Amar Dolan, Adam Gadol, didn't you say he's an Adam Gadol? And V'lo Yadol, Amar Lo, Pirusha, the high psukah, he didn't know how to answer like a simple shot them over here. And he got off taxes for so long. Amar Lo, they said back, Amar Dar Milu Chu B'Tanai, when I said he was a great person, a great, you know, Talmud Chacham, it was in reference to Tanaic stuff. B'Kray Mi Amar Lo Chu, did I say in psukim? Right, Amulei said to him, "Maishna atun di yod ison." So what's pshat that you know, but he doesn't know? Look what's going on. It's Amulehu. He says, "Anan de shchichina and gabaychon ramina na nafshe numainen." Right, I visit you guys, deal with you guys a lot. Therefore, I make sure to go into it so I can be able to answer the questions that you ask. Inu lo ma'ini, but he wasn't ma'ini to these type of things because he doesn't deal with this stuff. He doesn't deal with you. Amulei, which by the way, interesting to know. People are like, whoa, why don't we learn all the different things to know to answer all the different people? Answer is shtag, just shtag the Heilige Torah. You know, people are dealing with minim and all these heresy stuff. Okay, you don't have to be able to answer every one of these questions. Okay, anyway, Amulei, so they said to him, Lema lanat, so you tell us what's pshat. Amulei says, I'm shalach ha-mashal, hey, mashal. Lema adav edome, la'adam shenoshe mishnei b'nei adam, a person who's collecting from two different people. In other words, A owes the money and B owes the money. Ovo nifu minima atmat. The one that he loves, he takes, you know, little by little from him. So nifu minima basachas. When he doesn't love, he takes it all in one shot. Rashi says, Kein Yisrael. Nifu minima kodesh brochos kol avon haseim. Kodesh brochos, you know, holds him, you know, gives him all for all of their sins, pays him back. Well, what was that? They should use liyom adin, or they should be zocha biyom adin. Vovet gochav meinu nifu minima klal. He doesn't give him anything over here. No pain, nothing. Letardim in olam avot, so he should lose that olam avot. Pekidah mashma ma'at ma'at ka'adam shepoket his chaver leprakam. Okay, good. Next. What do we do with the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Chalila lechame asos kadavar hazel hamisadik in Russia? Remember that Avraham Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the whole story of Sodom, says Chalila to do such a thing, to bring death upon the tzaddikim along with the Rishayim. Avraham lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham said in front of Hashem, Ribono shalom, chulin hume asos kadavar hazel. It is chulin, it's a desecration for you to go ahead to do this. Lahamis tzaddik im Russia, to kill the tzaddik with the Russia. It's just like, it wouldn't be good. Velo? What do you mean? Hashem doesn't do that? Hashem doesn't punish the tzaddik with the Russia? V'oksiv, v'chrati mimeich, tzaddik v'Russia, pasuk in Yecheskel. I will cut off righteous and wicked from among you. So we see the punishment happens to both. And for the Gemara, that's talking about b'tzadik sheino gamor, that someone is not a tzadik gamor, but b'tzadik gamor lo. B'tzadik gamor lo. Did you want to say? But the Gemara said b'tzadik sheino gamor. So b'tzadik gamor lo. V'aksev pasuk says asin yichesko u'mimikdashi tachelu, and begin with my mikdash. Rashi says gabi arba'a. Mashchisim shabo lahashchis es Yerushalayim k'sibri yichesko, but the four destruction destroyers are coming there. He says to start over here. Whoa. Okay. The Tanya of Yosef, alter k'mimikdashi, domina mimikdashi, ela mimikudashai, my sanctified ones. Elu b'nei adam shekimu satora me'alaf ha'tav. These are the yidden that kept the Torah from alaf to tav. So you see, even Tzadim Gemurim, they go for it. He says, well, no, Hasam Nami, Kevin Shaya B'yadam Lichos V'lamichu. That's talking about because they had the ability to go out to be Mocha, it's the Gemara in Shabbos, and they weren't Mocha. They didn't stop the people from doing the wrong thing. However, Luke, it's Tzadikim Shaya Gemurim, they consider Tzadikim that are not Gemurim. Right, what happened over there is that they should have gone ahead and protested what was going on, and they didn't protest what's going on. And they say that the Minas Hadin came against Hashem and said, listen, you got to punish him. He says, yeah, but they, why would they do wrong? He says, because they didn't protest. Yeah, but in the end, the Yidden were actually doing the wrong thing and the protest wouldn't have helped. And the Minas Hadin said, yeah, but they didn't know it wouldn't have helped. They have to try and try, and that actually paid out on them. Rafapi Ram, Iksev Kel Zoim Bechol Yom, Hashem gets angry every day. Iksev Lefnei Zamo Miyam, it says in front of Hashem's anger, you know, who be able to stand? Rashi says, Vafil Hachi Kaimin, Iksev Miyam, but yeah, we're still here. And how could it be that we're still here? Hashem gets angry every day. Lo Kasha. Kami Yachid, the second one we're talking about, when Hashem is angry with an individual, that person won't be able to withstand it. Rashi says, Miyamot, who can stand? Kam b'tzibur, when it comes to the tzibur, Rashi says, Af al gav, de b'chol yom, zoim is kaimen. You want to hang out with the tzibur. B'soch ami, don't be all on your own. Tanu Rabbanan, kal zoim b'chol yom, Hashem gets angry every day, v'kam b'tzam, how much is his anger? This is a gemara straight out of Brachos. Rega, it's for one moment. V'kam rega, how much is that? Achas b'chamesh ribo, u'shloshes salafim, u'shmona meos, v'arbaim, u'shmona bashah. It's 153,848. 53848. Of an hour. Zuhi rega. That's what it means as a rega. V'in kol b'ri yichol l'chavin osa rega. No one knows how to go into b'chavin exactly when it is. Chutz me bilma rasha, except for bil'am rasha. D'chseve, it says about bil'am. Beep, turn the page. Dalam base. V'yodea das elyon. Oh, he knows the das elyon. He knows Hashem's das. Says Gemara, huh? Efshe das behemto lo hayav yada. Das elyon miyav yada. He doesn't even know his chamor, his animals, you know, now as he knows Hashem. It doesn't make any sense. By das behemto lo hayav yada. What does it mean? He doesn't know his animals. V'idna dechazule dehava rachav achamra. When, you know, when Balak called Bilam, Balak was from Moab, and he sent Moab to go get him, he came on his donkey. So Amalei says to him, my time alurachavta asusya, why didn't you coming on a horse? Amalei says, biritiva, no, you understand, like, I usually do my horses, but, you know, today, biritiva shadaylei, Rashi says, biritiva is like, be'acho, like in the swamp, shadaylei, shlachtiv, La Rose. I sent my Lamborghini to the shop, and I sent my horse to go to graze. Miyad, immediately his donkey spoke up. Atomer Asan, hello, Nuchi Asan, aren't I your donkey? Come on, what are you talking about, Bilam? I'm your donkey. So Amalei is back. That Lita'ina Ba'alma. Yeah, but I only use you for carrying things. Amalei says back. What are you talking about? Shiro Chavtalai. You rode on me. Amalei, does yeah, a cry ba'almo. It's just like happenstance once in a while. Amalei, what are you talking about? Me old chayda yomazeh. From the back of the day till now, like, you always ride on me. What are you talking about? Below, not only that, Elishani osa lecha rechivas bayom. I get to let you ride at the day, v'ish b'layla, and ride at night. It says over here that have I been accustomed like to behave like this to you? That was when he hit the donkey. After he went off the path, he's walking along the road, and there's a malach in front. He couldn't see the malach, but the donkey could see the malach. And then if he stopped over there and he hit it and he keeps hitting, he says, have I done this in the past? Come on. Like, you should know. There's a reason here. Shavasam, it says over there, Vatihilo Sochanes, and he was to him like a warmer. As she says, she was to him like a warmer. It's just a mechamemes. It's coming to warm you up. That's like my David HaMelech. He wasn't able to feel warm, and therefore to warm himself up, they give Avishag, and that was to warm up. So here the donkey says, yeah, it was, you know, we got some actions here. What are you talking about? Elamai v'yodea das elyon. So what does it mean when it says, he knows das elyon, so yodea l'chavid osa shat, shakosh baruch hu koiz ba. He was able to go into calculate exactly the moment when a kosh baruch hu would get angry. V'hainu t'gamer l'unavi, and that's what it means when he says, when the Navi says, Micha says to Bnei Yisrael, Ami zechar na mayaz balak melech moav, remember what Balak Melech Moav tried to go and do to you. And what did Bilam Ba'or say back? Min Ashitim ad Hagilgal. Right, from Shittim until Gilgal, says Rashi, ad bochem al Gilgal she shalti lefneichem son eichem. Sheflesi. That even though you did the wrong things, like in Shittim, where you get involved with the daughters of Ammon and Moab, Hashem still saved you and brought you to Gilgal, right? That's the first place where they went after they passed the Yarden in Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem started destroying the enemies for them, right? So look what Hashem has done for you. Laman das tzidkos Hashem, so you can realize the tzidkos of Hashem. So we see that this works nicely with one who knows the mind, the das elyon. That's what it means. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Amar Lahen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le Yisrael. The Kesher said to the Yidden, Ami, my nation, Re'u kamitz tzkarko sasisi mechem. See how many good things I did for you. Shalom kasi aleichem kolos haniyam. All those years, I never got angry with you because of the fact that he knows how to go ahead and to calculate. So therefore, he wants to curse you, so I never got angry. Shem kasi aleichem. If I would have got angry at you, lo nishtai me'ov de kuchavim nisodim sheyisos, you wouldn't have survived at all. Behind it, come and Balaam the buckle. That's what Balaam was saying to Balak when he's getting all upset when he's trying to curse. Ma'ekov lo kabukel. How can I curse? Hashem hasn't cursed. Ma'ezam lo zam Hashem. And how can I anger? Hashem hasn't become angry. So we see something angry all those days. V'kama zama. How much does anger last? The answer is rega, just for a moment. Rega, how much is a rega? Amra meimar vitim ravina, rega kememri. The amount of time it takes to say the word rega. Just a moment. And where do we know that he gets angry for a moment? The Chassidus, the Pasuk says, ki rega biyapo chayim birtzono. Rashi says, alma de rega have apo. Right? So we see that it's just... his anger is just for a moment. Or you can say that we learn from here that the pasuk says, "Chavi kimat rega ad yavo zam hai," for a moment until the anger passes, because Hashem is going forth from His place to bring punishment. That's how the pasuk continues later. Emas rasachem, when did Hashem get angry? Amar Abaye betlas shayu kamaisa. For he gets angry during the first 3 hours of the day. Ki chivra. Karbalta de Tanagolo, when the comb is part of the rooster, of a rooster becomes pale. In fact, the Mara Kol Shaita V'Shaita Mechvachavri. What do you mean? It's pale, it's white the whole time. No, Kol Shaita Isbe Sraika Sumke. It always has like a red streak that's going through it. Ahi Shaita Lesbe Sraika Sumke. At that moment, it doesn't have any sort of streaks going through it. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Ava Messiah Leila Umina Bekra. Yeshua ben Levi was being harassed by this min about a certain psukim. Yom Echad Nukat Tanagol V'Okmei Bein Karidar. So one day he took this Tanagol and he put it like between the feet of the bed. V'Ayin Bein, he just was watching it, staring at the whole time. Savik Yimata Yishaita says, when that time will come, I'll go ahead and I'll let I'm going to curse. I'm going to watch when it comes all white. I'm going to curse this person. Kimata Yishaita. And then when that time came, he fell asleep. He dozed off. Amr, he said, Shema Menor Lavar Chayach Alameh V'Nach. It must be this is not the way to behave in such a way. As she says, "Lechavin shas zamo to be mechavin to the chas." For Rachel will come out sof ksev. Right? It says Hashem has mercy on all of His creation. The ksev gam anos the tzaddik latov, and He says also for the righteous to punish is not good. Not good for the righteous to punish. Tana Mishrei the Rabbi Meir b'shal shamelachem adichem kisrein b'roshem mishtachavim lacham. By the time that the kings of the world put on their crowns and they bow down to the sun, miyad kozak kozak baruch hu. That's when kozak baruch hu gets angry. Amar Rabbi Yosef lo litzlei inish tlosa the musaf. A person should not daven musaf b'tlas shoy kamaisa yom during the first third of 3 hours of the day. Rashi says b'shas charon b'yom kama. The Reishaita on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, biyachid as an individual, Dilma kivin the mikvidina, because maybe since judgment is brought about, then Dilma ma'ayni ba'ovdei is going to go and then is going to look into him, v'dachafulei mikve, and they're going to knock away his tefillas. So we have, don't daven musaf during the first 3 hours of the day, and the first of Rosh Hashanah, right in Rosh Hashanah, by yourself as a yachid, because maybe, because there's din over there, it's going to be rejected. If that's true, then with the tzibur also, you shouldn't be doing it for the first day of the day. No, the tzibur, the fish is chusay, there's a lot of schuyos, and the tzibur get knocked out, that's feel. But if that's really true, the yachid is tzafer namilo. And even shachris shouldn't be davened by oneself, right, during the first day of the day, because maybe it's going to get knocked out. That's why you're talking about musaf. Right, Rashi says, "Betzvil is yotzer." The chafanami. But the Gemara, no, kevin dikat zibur the komatzu. Since the zibur is davening at that time, lo komitre, it's going to get knocked away. It's going to come up with the other people. Rashi says, "Shachas b'chomakomos." That feels musaf and whole of his zman kol yom. The zman is a whole day. V'sichas shachas v'tzarayim yesh mispal lemoso b'boker yesh me'achar. It's over to the morning, it's over the night, in the afternoon. So therefore, you have to make sure you're doing shachas. Everyone is going to be diving there. Says the Gemara, "V'ha amarta shalosh v'shanos." Why did you say that during the 3 hours of the day? Kosh bochu Yosef was the guitar. We said right? If you remember, we saw in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the fifth reality of the day, Kosh Baruch was Yoshev Vosim Gitarah. He's steiging away. Says Rashi, V'Amar, we showed us Yoshev Vosim Gitarah. Shneel's done, he's dining up. V'Alchamar, Bekamaisa, now he's saying he's dining in the beginning. Says Gemara, Eifach, yeah, switch it around. Says Gemara, everybody say another, he says, Loma Lotevach. Really, do not switch it around. Torah, Dechsev, MS. When the first 3 hours, Kosh Baruch Hu is learning Torah, about which the Torah says in it, emes, truth. Tichsiv emes kinei v'al timkar. Buy truth and don't sell. Rashi says emes kinei. Hotzi otzos al Talmud Torah v'al timkar b'chinom limar acherim. Thanks, Rashi, for people that teach things. It says, number one, Hotzi otzos al Talmud Torah. Be willing to spend money to get Talmud Torah. V'al timkar b'chinam limar acherim. For free, you should give it to others. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Lefnin Mishuras Hadin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not go Lefnin Mishuras Hadin during that time. He does exactly what the MS is, whatever it is. Din velo delok siv be MS. And then the second 3 hours of the day, where the din doesn't say MS, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Lefnin Mishuras Hadin. He goes Lefnin Mishuras Hadin. And therefore, there's more rachmanis that can come in over there. There's more rachamim. Next, Yom Mei Torah Be'egel Simen, the day testifies tearing a calf. That's a simen. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. What does Rabbi Yehuda say to the pasuk? Hashem Rechim Mitzavcha Hayom La'asosam. Hayom La'asosam. Today to do them. That is in this world. V'lo L'machal La'asosam. Not tomorrow. In the world to come. That's not when you're going to do it. That's just the Ein Mitzvah La'asosam. There's no mitzvah then. Hayom La'asosam. Today to go to do them. V'lo Hayom Litl N'scharim. But not today to go and take the schar for it. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Any mitzvahs that are she saw osim b'olam hazeh, b'osim yidus hasam lo b'abah, they're going to come to be made for you and b'abah. Shenemar, yitnu eidein v'yitztaku v'yishmu v'yamu emes. We saw this pasuk right in the beginning of the Masechta. Right? Let them bring their witnesses and they will be vindicated and they will hear and say, it is true. Yitnu eidein v'yitztaku eli Yisrael. Let them bring their eidim and they're going to be vindicated. These are the yidin yishmu v'yamu emes. They'll hear and say, it's true. Eli v'yitztaku, these are the guys. These are the guy. Yeah, remember Shimon Levi. Come and see Saul. Some of them said, "This is doing this world." Balls of Tarfus of Sultan, love the Kachavim of my Baal Panei. And they're going to come and they're going to smack the Gaim in their faces in the next world. Says Gemara Shenema, "Ushmartav Asisim Kihi Chachmaskam Ibnaskam the Einei Amim." You safeguard and perform them. It's your wisdom and discernment in the eyes of the nations. Neged Amim alone. It doesn't say neged them before them. El Einei Amim in the eyes of the nation. Balaam is teaching Shabbos for Tarfus of Gachamim al Pneim Lolam Abba, that the mitzvahs come and they beat the idolaters of the world to come in your face. That's what we mean when we say in your face. V'yomer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lo sisol se'egel el litim pischon peh lebalei tshuva. This is an amazing statement over here. The eagle was not done. Right, Bnei Yisrael only made them in order to give a piskun peh, an opening for people to do tshuva. Rashi says, "Klomer, giborim b'shalitim b'yitzom hayu, v'lo hayu ro'i lizgaber yitzom aleim." They were in control of the Yetzer at the time, and it didn't make sense really for the Yetzer to overcome them. It was the gzera of the melech, lishlot bam, to show it them, kedei litein pischon peh le bali tshuva. It's given over in bali tshuva, shem yomu hachote, the sinner says, lo ashuv, shalui kableini, I won't do tshuva because I'm not going to be accepted. Omer lo, he said to him, save a loving yomai seiga, look from them, shekapu ben eskablu b'tshuva. They did, their tshuva was accepted. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, mi yitein v'hoyil avavim, ze lohem li yirosi, kol ha-yom. Who can assure that this heart should remain theirs to fear me and observe all my mitzvos all of the days? Rashi says that what do we see from here is that Kum Tuchois B'Sinai, never said by Sinai, Alma Giborim Ba'mitzei Leiva B'Yerasam Ayu. Hashem is saying, oh, if only they would stay exactly this level they are now, such a high level. And says the Gemara, V'Hayni Dam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shim Meyuchai, and this is what Rabbi Yochanan says, that Hashem sometimes allowed avers to be done in order for people to do tshuva, to learn from it. Lo David ro'oi lo samaisa. David Melech wasn't ro'oi to do this mitzvah with Batsheva. V'lo Yisrael ro'oi lo samaisa. And also B'nai Yisrael wasn't ro'oi to go do that Egel Azav. Lo David ro'oi lo samaisa. David wasn't ro'oi to do this thing. Rashi says the Batsheva. Nechsev v'libi chala b'kirbi. Right, it says by David Melech, and my heart has died within me, meaning the Yetzirah. David Melech was so in charge of Yitzhara, it was like it was dead inside of him. He's totally overcame Yitzhara. Also, the Yid weren't worried to that. If only it would be the same on the same level forever. What happened? Why did they do it in the first place? Beep, turn the page. Hey, I'm going to tell you that I'm an individual. Go to the Yachid. David HaMelech, Rashi says, that's what he's doing for himself. If the Tzibur came along and they messed up, we say to them, Lechu Eitzel Tzibur, you go to the Tzibur, meaning the Yidden who did revolve to the Vodah Zarah. The eagle is off, and it's clear that the shuva was accepted. We need to teach both of these, of the yachid and of the ram. The yishmin yachid, we just would have said the ending of the yachid, and mishab delob mefarsim mechatei, we said because his sin wasn't so public, and therefore wasn't such a chil Hashem. How about tzibur? When it comes to the tzibur, the mefarsim mechateiu, that their sins are very mefarsim, as says, v'ika chilul ema lulis kablu. And there's such a chil Hashem that's coming from. Maybe the say it's not going to be kubel, aim below, and it's not going to be accepted. V'yash, therefore, I have to say that. V'yash min yitzibur, we said it at tzibur, then we would have said, mishom denefishi rechamayu. Since there are so many of them, therefore, Kosh Bocha has mercy on them. Aval yachid, the low, with zachid law, limas chus, yachid doesn't have such a chus. Aim below, we wouldn't say the same thing. Tzricha, therefore, you have to say both by the rabbim and by the yachid. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day. Say bye.
Bye.